Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, or online at Reeds.com.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
I seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up.
You are over there, John. Hi. Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Building great buildings, building great relationships, doing it on time, on budget. You know, if somebody was just that good at their job, you'd want to be have a relationship with them anyway. But obviously, their people skills are off the chart, and it's very important to what they do and how they do it, too. I need to get with Willness. I still don't think they've ever been sued or nothing's ever gone to court about being sued over that, which is crazy in that deal. There are lawyers who have retired just on construction suits. Like everybody sues everybody. You sue every manufacturer, you sue every contractor, you sue every builder, you sue everybody all the time. And so there are lawyers who just make a living on that stuff. Never been sued. How about that? Why? Because they do it right. They make it right. There's so many things that are just so different. You think any contractor, any builder out there talks about every single project on time and on budget? Can't. Why? The Better Building Process. Same company designs it, builds it with a great relationship all the way from top to bottom. You're going to love it. Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. To our guest lines, Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Hope you guys are as well.
We are a bunch of big picture things to talk about. First and foremost, Clemson was dominant in Columbia, 30-0 win. In the big picture, Paul, in the future, short-term, long-term future, what did this do to Clemson? What does it do to the recruiting, and how might it help, or what kind of bump do you get from that kind of performance you saw Saturday night?
I think, you know, that the cherry on top of a November that helped Clemson really recover from their season recruiting-wise. You know, I think that, you know, you pair that game with, you know, a week or two earlier and the outcome against Wake Forest, and I think those two really kind of were going to shape the complexion going into recruiting season on, you know, just kind of where momentum was with this program. And I think that putting together back-to-back dominant wins there, you know, kind of, you know, you suddenly are you're in the top 25, pretty good. You finish the season strong. It really enables you not only to just kind of sell, hey, yes, you know, it wasn't the season we wanted, but it was a slow start. We improved, we build, you know, and built up everything that people are saying about us, about, you know, here's the decline because they, you know, they're dependent on Trevor, et cetera. All that stuff, you know, is not true. And so I think that it really helps for them recruiting, not only for this class, but for 2023s and showing that things weren't as bad as that initial impression. And I think it gives them, you know, again, it's not the momentum of a playoff appearance, but I think that it was, you know, a good damage control to give them some things to build on the recruiting trail, you know, not only for these 2 weeks, but throughout January and into, you know, really even the spring evaluation time.
Since we last talked, Clemson adds a commitment. Tell us about the latest Tiger down from the Sunshine State.
Yes, Wade Woodaz, linebacker from Tampa, Jesuit High School. Really, Brent Venables had gone to recruit and evaluate Troy Boyles, who is the son of Tampa Bay Bucks defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, and, you know, kind of the coaches there just said, hey, you in the market for a linebacker. We've got a pretty good one who has you know, really kind of come on this year and taken the next step. And so one thing led to another, and Clemson was going to need or want, you know, kind of understood they were going to be in the market for another linebacker, expecting attrition with, you know, kind of the cluster there. You know, they had so many veterans, and at some point one or two of those guys just weren't playing. So you kind of had an idea that somebody was going to, you know, might look around. And so Wade Wood has kind of emerged, 6'2", 6'3", 205. You know, Clemson has recruited him kind of profiling like a Baylen Specter. I think that'll, you know, I think where that fits is, you know, he's someone who's played some safety, can play deep right now. But as he fills in, you know, you'll start him off at probably a Sam linebacker, like, which is what Baylen Specter did. And then he just kind of kept growing and filling into an inside linebacker. And I think that's the trajectory for Woodaz, but someone who, you know, good ball skills, just a very productive player, physical contact player. A lot of the boxes that Brent Venables likes to check for inside linebacker.
Part of it have anything to do with Keon Saab and his trip to Michigan, or is that not related? What's the latest thoughts there with the safety from IMG?
It was unrelated. You know, it really had to do with the linebacker stuff I just mentioned. And Saab, Clemson is recruited as much as a, you know, probably a safety. It might be a box safety, but he, you know, Saab is a safety. Woodaz is a linebacker. You know, and it was really, I don't think Clemson particularly knew he was going to go to Michigan. And so, you know, that came well, you know, the Woodaz recruitment all took shape well before anything related to Keon Saab. And kind of based on everything, you know, the information we had even going into the weekend was, like, certainly you worry when your recruit is going on another campus. But I think the details that Clemson gathered and the conviction with which the Saab, you know, Keon and his dad and the various people expressed them, you know, I think eased Clemson's mind a little bit. Like, if Keon Saab goes anywhere else, a bunch of people are really lying and they've doubled down on it. And I don't think that they believe that to be the, you know, expect that to be the case at all. So, you know, I think while it's something that you keep an eye on, you know, I think Clemson still remains in pretty good spot with Keon Saab.
How about the Brent Venables news and notes? Boy, it's hard following coaching searches anyway. Have you had feedback from the recruits you're talking to about what Clemson is telling them about what Brent Venables is going through right now? Any thoughts about what that message sounds like?
We are the NORAD tracker for Brent Venables this
week. There you
go. You know, and which relates, you know, we've kind of reported this morning that Venables will be with Dabo Swinney, going to visit Wade Woodaz, going to visit the IMG guys. And it's a topic that certainly, you know, a number of the recruits, they've heard all the rumors. They want to hear what Venables has to say. And it's by and large been, look, like, you can't believe everything you read out there. You know, listen to what I'm telling you. And I think it's somewhat just kind of been, you know, you can't say absolutely no at this point, but otherwise there isn't a ton of traction to it, to this, you know, to date. You know, I think, you know, Larry Williams, we reported yesterday in a piece that we expect Venables to talk with Oklahoma, but we also, you know, our current indications are that, you know, he might not be that high. You know, he's not number one necessarily on the list. And so, you know, is it something that is continued to be tracked and worth monitoring? Yes, but I don't think, you know, nothing is quite inevitable yet by any stretch of the imagination. And so that's, you know, I think he's had some pretty just candid talks with parents and prospects and just kind of asked that, you know, the true stuff that they talk about just kind of be kept within that circle of trust because everyone's asking about it.
How about this is a weird week because Clemson's normally playing the ACC championship game in recent years. Now they're out on the road recruiting. Paul, are there storylines? What are the major storylines as far as what the staff's been able to do on the road this week? And really, we always say follow the visits, but you got to follow the coaching visits too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I do think it has been, you know, particularly the way the season's been going, been beneficial to them to be able to get right back out. You know, an in-home Monday night with Trevor Etienne, their running back target. You know, I think it kind of helped advance their cause there. But I really think that probably the biggest development for this class comes tonight as Dabo Swinney conducts his in-home visit along with Tyler Grisham, C.J. Spiller, for Antonio Williams, the four-star receiver at Dutch Fork that is, in my opinion, a Clemson-South Carolina battle. Ole Miss might, still be in there, but I think that one comes down to the two in-state schools, and it's going to be some interesting jockeying over these next 2 weeks as Williams has the championship, his state championship game on Saturday. He leaves Tuesday for North-South All-Star game in Myrtle Beach. And so you've got kind of the strategy on Clemson going in home this week and hoping to try and get him for an official visit after the All-Star game next week. You got South Carolina playing their cards a little differently on trying to do a little bit more on the state championship day and then probably come back with the Shane Beamer in home next week. So whether how those two go, whether those decide his recruitment, it remains to be seen. But two different strategies, two different approaches, kind of going off where those teams are now, which is a hard read. You know, South Carolina has been in on that one for a long time, and certainly because of proximity has had some advantages on getting him there and getting people around him South Carolina related. Clemson has some sentimental appeal. Feel like they've got to come from behind a little bit because of the late offer. But if you're Antonio Williams and you've always kind of liked Clemson, and then you see the outcome last weekend on really the two differences in the programs and that being reinforced, you could see why that momentum could or should quickly build in that direction. So that one's kind of the most compelling, I think, storyline going into the December signing period coming up in 2 weeks.
Time frame for Antonio Williams. Is he an early enrollee, and when will he decide?
He will sign early, or he does plan to sign early. I don't think he is a mid-year enrollee.
All right. Now, as far as the rest of the board, Trevor Etienne made some news here recently with the top three. Where do things stand with Travis's little brother?
Sure. He cut down two schools and is at the top three, which is really the three we've been framing as in it for a while. Clemson, Florida, LSU, and LSU is a wild card. Both those two, Florida and LSU, of course, both getting new coaches. And we've kind of thought for a while that, even going back to the spring, Clemson just stays in there with Trevor Etienne. It's going to eventually win out. Florida goes and hires Billy Napier. There's a relationship there from Napier's time as Louisiana's coach and Trevor Etienne's best friend had played for Napier. So Clemson or Florida kind of wanted in that thought was that they've got that opportunity. But Trevor has come and said he intends to announce or hopes to announce January 8th at the San Antonio All-Star game. And so if you look at the timeline there, even if he signs in February, but if he's going to announce January 8th, I don't think he's not the kind that's going to, at this point, I think, change from that January point to February. So that January decision, I think, will be firm. And if you look at what's available between now and then, Clemson gets the official visit next weekend. He's not going anywhere this weekend, to my knowledge. So if Clemson's get the final at-bat and there's nothing between then, and he hasn't really had that time with Florida and a new staff, you tend to like Clemson's chances.
Finally, a whirlwind coaching carousel, transfer portal, and recruiting at a breakneck pace. Tell us about Tiger Illustrated, how folks can subscribe to keeping up with the latest late-breaking news.
Sure, there's been a great promotion going on here of really like $20 for a year, $1.67 a month. So it's a great time to sign up, and follow kind of the daily soap opera of where coaches are, what you can read from Brent Venables' movements. We've got more this morning on Antonio Williams, and just kind of some details on that in-home visit coming this evening, as well as some other important visits coming today and tomorrow. So yeah, it's a fun time once the wheels are in motion. Coaches will be ready to get off the road here in 2 weeks and take a deep breath. But you get an idea on targets and some other guys that Clemson's looking at, and really kind of putting the final pieces of the puzzle together for Clemson's approach to finishing off this class, Antonio Williams, ETN, defensive tackle, as well as looking ahead to you know, what they're trying to put in place for January.
Yeah, that to me, January, what besides the junior day, that would be interesting to see what it looks like in the when they pivot and the guys who didn't sign early, how their stock just skyrockets after that. You all guys will always be on top of that. Paul, thanks a lot, my friend. Pull Manchester United through today. It's a big game for us, a big match for us. So pull us through today, my friend, and let's talk to you next week.
After yesterday's Everton debacle, I'm not watching soccer for a couple hours. So. I didn't watch it yesterday either. So, yeah.
Paul, have a great weekend, sir. Buddy. Thank you, man. That's Paul Strilo, TigerIllustrated.com. Short break, much more right after this.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
New and pre-owned Toyotas service for all makes and models. Ralph Hayes Toyota has all of that and a complete selection of rental vehicles ready for you. Heading to Death Valley for the game, tailgate in a full-size Tundra or four-wheel drive Tacoma. Rent one today from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Heading to the beach, rent a hybrid minivan like the Sienna with up to 40 miles per gallon. See the selection of rental vehicles today at Ralph Hayes Toyota, serving South Carolina for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Would you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Whether it's for the car you drive daily or the boat that's reserved for the weekends, an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union is a smart and affordable way to pay. Founders features flexible terms, low rates, fast, friendly service, and 24-hour account access with Founders Online and the Founders app. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at fcu.com/auto. That's foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Comfort starts in the home, but what happens when that comfort is taken away? Central Electrical Services wants you to have peace of mind with Generac Home Standby Generators. By protecting your home automatically, you know your food is staying fresh in the fridge when there is a power outage after a big storm. Don't be left in the dark. Be at the forefront of backup power. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Addiction can affect anyone at any time. At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we're dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Medication-assisted treatment is considered the best approach for opiate dependency, and we believe that we're the best. Our staff includes psychiatrists, pharmacists, nurses, counselors, and more, all willing to help you. If you or someone you love needs a change in their recovery, call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Canty Can Fix It, Canty Foundation Specialist. They would love to help you out at Canty Foundation Specialist. And I want to talk about crawl spaces. And I got this post-nasal drip right now. My sister had this deal where she's had operations on her respiratory and throat and esophagus and stuff like this. And part of it, I still maintain that they had mold and mildew in their home. And I don't know what that to what part that played in or anything like that. But the bottom line is that you can't have mold and mildew. And one of the leaders of that is this idea that you can encapsulate your crawl space to dry up your crawl space. You don't want those things in those moisture areas. So I don't know how to encapsulate it, nor do I want to get underneath it. It's our great friends over at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. We're going back and forth with texture here saying if let me read the text here. Text says, I find it hard to believe that Dabo would have Venables on the road on the recruiting show for Clemson if he was seriously considering leaving for the Oklahoma job. And I was like, well, what if he doesn't get the job? Plus, he's employed by Clemson. And text says, I'm just saying, I don't think Dabo would have him on the road with recruits for Clemson if he was leaving. Well, again, we don't know if he's leaving. We don't know that because Oklahoma is interviewing candidates. And the next reply is, well, surely him and Dabo have talked about it, don't you think? Yeah, they're talking about it, but they don't know what they're talking about here because they don't know if Brent will get the job. Other candidates are being interviewed. So he goes, Dabo, in my opinion, knows what Brent is thinking about what he's doing. I fully believe if Dabo thought Venables was going to take the job offered, he wouldn't have him on the road. What do you think? Again, there's a lot of people who say then, if they asked me to marry him, I would say yes. But they have to ask you to marry them first. John Height went through this with many, many, many women. Many women were prepared to go, yes, John Height, yes, I'll marry you. But he never asked them to marry him until he met his soulmate and his current bride. The point is that, yeah, you could lose. What if he doesn't get the job? You lose a whole week of recruiting? You can't look into it since Brent's on the road recruiting that He's going to stay at Clemson? No, they just don't know if he's going to get the job or not. That's not a – no coach in the history of football would not go on a road because what might happen, I might get the job done. He might not. What do you do? You lose a whole week? You getting paid? You're going to tell your employer, I know you're paying me $2 million, but I'm not going to go on the road because I might get this other job next weekend.
And if he does stay, it'd be very dumb of him not to go out and recruit and make sure that he has all the talent and players coming in to make sure that if he does keep the job, that he has all his pieces in place.
Believe it or not, but this is the thing I think people have a hard time believing. Believe it or not, like, Oklahoma doesn't know what they're going to do yet. I know that Oklahoma websites are saying they know and don't know, but they don't know what they don't know who they're going to hire yet. If they knew who they were going to hire, they would have hired him. There is Oklahoma's not pulling us along for some sort of cliffhanger for Clemson fans going, I tell you what, let's really screw with Clemson fans. Let's drag this thing out a little bit longer and really see what we can do. No, the reason they've not named a head coach is yet they haven't decided who they want to hire yet. They're in the process of deciding that. Where Brent Venables stands, I don't know. I'm not sure he knows because I'm not sure the AD knows.
Why don't you just yell off your back patio at him?
As a guy told you, he's not my neighbor, though.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot they know where you live.
Texas said, I'm sure on the other side, the Venable situation, Dabo already is already looking at who would replace him. If he takes a job or goes somewhere else, you have to plan for alternative situation. Yeah.
There's nobody out there who's more planned and more detail-oriented than Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, every coach has plans in place, contingency plans. If this, then this. If that, does that. Not only that, but if he takes the entire defensive staff or one guy or two guys or three guys, here's what we would do. So, yes, believe it or not, that is happening for sure. 654-ROAR. Phil is in Seneca. Phil, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Yeah, just kind of observation. I don't know if it's the same as years past, but is Dabo going with Venables with recruiting normal? Because if he did go, then you'd have a relationship with Dabo too. It don't seem like Venables has been by itself on these trips. I just wonder if that's normal.
Yeah, it's very normal. That happens every single year. Now the difference is the assistant coaches could go in once a week for 4 weeks, basically 1 week this week, 1 week next week, and then 3 weeks, maybe 5 weeks, 3 weeks in January. The head coach can only go in one time. For the early enrollee guys, the guys that are visiting right now, the early enrollee guys, that you do that in the month of December, and the head coach goes out with you on those. So that's nothing different than the normal protocol.
Okay. Well, one quick high school plug. going down to see some of the games, maybe see Daniel and Gaffney. It's at Benedict College this year.
Yes.
I didn't even know what it was. I had to Google it.
Yeah.
It's right. Right downtown.
Right in the smack middle of downtown Columbia.
Yeah.
They got, I think, a fairly new stadium there. I think some turf there. But right smack downtown.
It's a really nice facility.
What's crazy about Benedict College is their rival is Allen University. Remember Allen College? Allen University. And it's right across the street. So we talk about Duke, North Carolina. And you'll notice when you get down there, Phil, like Duke and North Carolina is 8 miles apart. They're big rivals. Is that the closest of the rivals? You might see same cities. Like SMU and TCU or Dallas and Fort Worth. But never is there ever in the history of sports any closer rivalry than right across the street. The Benedict College sign faces the Allen University sign. And they're huge rivals in basketball and sports.
Okay, well, it looks like it's walking distance to 5 Point to eat or something. Just Googling, I don't know, maybe 2 blocks. I'm not
sure. A little bit longer than that. You might can walk. If you're in good shape, you can walk. Bring your tennis shoes. Wouldn't wear your Buster Browns or anything like that.
Go to Elkmont, get you some on-running shoes
for
that.
There you go. Phil, I hope you have a good trip down there, man. Pull our Daniel Lyons through, for sure. Thank you, buddy. Daniel going for back-to-back championships. Been talking to Griffin Bad a little bit, our guy Griffin. And, man, this is great. You know, our schools are letting out at noon tomorrow because it's a 5:30 game. So we're going to let all the teachers and all the students, and I was privy a little bit of this, of like what the district had to decide about what went into that. The district made the right decision to let all the students out to in the district, because you got parents that are teaching other places and all that kind of stuff, and kids and little kids are younger brothers and sisters. And so half day for school in Pickens County. So all those little siblings that are all over these, you know, because at Daniel, you've got all the elementary schools and then the middle schools and all kind of feed into one there. So you got kids and jobs and people spreading all over the place. So I think that's great. And besides that, the community go down and support them for back-to-back championships for the Daniel Lions. Really cool. Texter said, Coach Fee will not take the job if offered. You heard it from me. Can't reveal my source. Okay.
Well, it's done then. It's settled.
That's it.
We solved it.
That's it. Texter said, Oklahoma interviews Iowa State coach this week and talks to Cincinnati coach Sunday after their game. And then that's what I'm saying. There's guys that are still playing right now. No, Matt Campbell's not. But so we'll see how that works out. Larry Williams and I talked about this extensively yesterday. And it is clear that Brent is a candidate. But it is also clear that there are other candidates and they are interviewing other candidates. That's just where they are. That's it. The Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. By planning your taxes, by getting in the right LLC, by taking care of everything that you need when it comes to your tax decisions about what do you depreciate and what do you pay forward for, pay backwards for. There's a lot in there, okay? Here's another example, too. You're looking at a end of the year deal where you might want to make some capital improvements, you know, because your profits that you're making and are not making, how that works out too. There's just strategies, and the smartest people I know use plans for taxes, not just, you know, getting blindsided every single April the 14th. Let them do this for you. PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. We will take a short break. We'll come back, wrap up the Thursday show when you come back right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap Clemson. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more, follow Buff City Soap Clemson on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Looking for that Christmas magic? Well, come to the Anderson Christmas Lights, presented by Duke Energy, one of the best attractions to visit, according to Southern Living magazine. Travel around 2.5 miles of drive through traditional light displays as many times as you like. Stop in the general store, the bakery, and be entertained nightly while sipping on hot chocolate in the First Quality Village. Even Santa is waiting on you there. Open daily at 5:30, beginning Thanksgiving night through Christmas. The Duke Energy Anderson Christmas Lights. Don't miss it.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
At Ingles, we know that Christmas is a family affair.
A wish inside at night and still in effect.
Okay, we're ready.
May yours be merry and bright.
Merry Christmas!
This week at Ingles, AD to 160 count, bounce dryer sheets, $5.98 each. Select sizes and varieties, General Mills Check cereal, 2 for $5. And select Starbucks bag or K-cup coffee, $6.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Conference play is finally upon us as our Clemson Tigers head south to take on the Miami Hurricanes. ACC play is always important, and the Tigers look to start out conference play with a win. Broadcast starts 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Qualk here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football and baseball, they're all back, and that means it's time to lay down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online sports betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything like live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS, and if you join now, mention WCCP, you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BetUS, so should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com.
The average inch loss at the Health Fair is 17 inches in 30 days. That's straight off the belly. Our secret is we only target belly fat that causes stroke, heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, even cancer. The Health Fair is so easy, you can still have your ribeye, baked potato, and your favorite drink. Sounds too good to be true, but we guarantee your waistline will shrink or your money back. This month, join the Health Fair and get a week's worth of groceries for free. Buy one program, get one free. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME.
Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat and cool your home and provide hot water. There is a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, a game changer for your home.
With so many commercial construction options, who do you choose? If you want a company that'll build it the right way, believes in doing what is right, and offers the best customer service in the industry, choose Hood Construction. Hood Construction includes builds in office space, hospitality, healthcare, K-12 and higher education, faith-based, retail, industrial and historic renovations. We're proud of what we do, and it shows. Visit us at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
It's the holiday season, and giving back to our community is more important now than ever. Created by two veterans in Greenville, Veteran One believes that veterans can seamlessly and happily transition back into civilian life by attending to one critical need: steady and meaningful employment. Your donation to Veteran One helps guide our transitioning heroes into purpose-driven careers at no cost to them. Visit VeteranOne.com/donate today to make a difference in a veteran's future. Veteran One. Strong foundations, bright futures.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asked, Walt, I have both the Medicare supplement and prescription plan, and the monthly premiums keep going up, and frankly, they're killing me. I hear about these Medicare Advantage plans and wonder if I should look into one.
Listener, while I am an independent agent who offers all of the products, I can tell you that at least 70% of my customers are in a Medicare Advantage plan for the very reason you are asking. If you will call me at 864-307-8484, again, 864-307-8484, we can do a brief needs analysis over the phone, and I will be able to evaluate whether you need to think about changing or not.
There you go, listener. Call Gary at 864-307-8484, and Gary will honestly evaluate and answer the question honestly for you. Again, you will thank me later.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Lakeside Lots, lakesidelotsclemson.com. Really, we're talking about three different audiences. One, buying a great condominium and a great location. If you're looking for that place in Clemson on the water, was so conveniently located, overlooking or looking over and seeing Death Valley and seeing the campus and all that, Lakeside Lots. If you're looking for a short-term place to stay overnight, over weekend, over week, whatever you might do there, the hotel part of it. These people can rent out their hotels, rent out their condos to you in a hotel. Or if you're looking for a great place to eat, Caesars right there is just a fantastic atmosphere. You know, in 70 degrees a day, wouldn't it be nice to go by and get some nice dinner, a little sunset, a little Lake Hartwell sunset and some nice food? Think about that the next two nights of this weather. So great friends over at Lakeside Lodge. Check them out online, lakesidelodgeclemson.com. John Hyatt, I don't know if you quite understand. Let me pound this in your head one time. Weather is so stinking important to me. I'm not Philpott. I'm not talking about south of 85.
Hey, don't slander us south of 85 people, all right?
John Hyatt, 74 and sunny today. 76 and mostly sunny tomorrow, 74 and partly cloudy on Saturday, 66 on Sunday, 69 on Monday. Got some 60s and 65, 66 next week. I'm looking long-term forecast right now, December the 16th, 63 degrees. Mainline me, man. Mainline me. I got to have that. 74, 76, 74. Just, I need it, dude. It's making me just in great moods. Considering what the weather's going to be in December. I need some humidity coming in to take care of a little post-nasal drip, too. You're not as weather... Your moods aren't as weather-dependent as I am, as my moods are.
No.
Oh,
no, because my day still goes on, whether it's rain, shine,
that cubicle over
30
there,
degrees.
Could be hole you got over there.
Yeah.
It's always 68 and... I don't know why you don't turn your light on over there. They're turning light on every once in a while. Brighten your day up over there.
Look out the window.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You want a few, have a nice window. Yeah, big time aristocrat.
Moving on up. King of the castle. I got a window.
King of the castle. Got a chair. King of the castle. Mike is in the Electric City, your hometown. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. Thank you. Had a couple of questions for you. Number one, heard Red call in yesterday, very emotional about I think he was 3 years sober now, and probably for about six. Well, question first: did Red get? Was he able to adopt a child? Has that been settled?
It is not. It's December the 15th, maybe. So it's right around the corner. And the hope, and I think the thing is dotting I's and crossing T's. I think that is the case. Hey, Mike, let me stop you for one second. I'm gonna give you as much time as you want here. I need to correct myself.
Yes, sir.
The Daniel game's at 2 tomorrow. I don't know why I thought 5:30. It's at 2 tomorrow. So they're asking folks, they're going to send the kids off tomorrow at 8:30. And you go to the Town Essentials Facebook page to find us out. But it's a 2 o'clock game tomorrow, not 5:30 as I once thought. So anyway, 2 o'clock down at Benedict College. So I misspoke on that. I appreciate Sarah pointing that out and the Texas pointing that out. Anyway, Mike, as much time as you need, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. It's probably been about 6 or 7 weeks ago. I got some things in my truck for the baby and something to help Red out.
Awesome.
Without going too far into detail, I can kind of relate to Red's story,
awesome.
And I'll leave it at that. But anyway, since you're not at Herb Tyler Chick-fil-A anymore, I came one Friday morning. You remember you had a brief rainstorm, and then I couldn't get back in, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
How can I get this stuff? Can I bring it by the station, or how do I get it?
You bring it by the station, and I will get it to them for sure. Matter of fact, I got some stuff to get to them, too. But you bring it by the station, and we'll do that. And that's very, very kind of you, Mike.
I will do that. Be happy to. Okay, question. You've talked a little bit about basketball yesterday and today, and Paul called in, and I'm on Paul's side on this. You know Dan Radakovich, I'm sure. You've interviewed him. You've talked to him. You may be friends with him. We're in our 12th season now, and it's early in the season. I get that, and you don't dare bring this up on Ben or Brad's show or Walt or Kelly's. I got cut off on Kelly's show one day for making a comment about I didn't think Brad Brownell was a very good coach. I've heard that Brad Brownell wants to win, not Brownell, Dan Radakovich wants to win in everything. How long do the fans, we the fans, put up with the, I call it mediocrity, before there's a change? It just seems to me after 12 years of the same old thing, and I know everybody says he's a great coach, he's a great coach. Well, his record doesn't say that. How many more seasons of mediocrity will be tolerated before there is a change made there? I hope that's a fair question. I hope you can answer it. As usual, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. I don't know answers to what they're thinking there, except for this. About, when was Little John, when did they complete the renovations?
2015, 16, somewhere in there.
Yeah, about 2014 or 13, middle of all that, 14 maybe. The only time that Dan Radakovich had me over, on his, him instigating it was, matter of fact, I know it was, I know exactly when it was right around Elton John, because I was on the phone when he called getting Elton John tickets to over in Greenville. I remember this. It's a pretty good memory there, right? So he calls me up and he goes, can you come to my office? And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to, and sit down. But, you're meeting with the Clemson Athletic Director. It's the first time he's done this with me. And I thought, man, this might, when was it going to be about? Well, it was 100% basketball. And it was all about Little John and all about, here's what we want to do with Little John. Here's why we're doing it. And here's what we're thinking with this. Here's what we're thinking with that, with the practice facilities and the meeting rooms and the media spaces and the things that were going on through all that and the prime seats. And it was he took an awful lot of pride in it. I've had other conversations about other sports and other things about him. I know that he is an ultra competitive guy, and I can promise you, as much as you want to win and I want to win, that these guys want to win more. Brad Brunell wants to win more than I want to win. And Dan Radakovich wants to win more than I want to win. I can tell you that. I just know that. They didn't get to their positions by not being competitive. That's not the issue there. But the one thing and it's the only time I met with every Clemson athletic director in the last 25 years and had different meetings about different things. It's the only time that this was a 100% basketball instigated by the AD meeting. And so that to me says an awful lot. It was a sense, Little John's a sense of pride to him. Oh, by the way, the project turned out great. I commend them for their vision of what they wanted to do and the forward thinking, what they're doing. The building looks fantastic. And the facilities look amazing. And we got tours, when they're redoing everything, we got a chance to go over and see it all. And it's just amazing. All the guts and all everything going down there, amazing. But the point through it all was that he is very, very serious about winning in basketball. And that's not a shock. That's not news. That's none of that. But it was the only AD who's ever portrayed that to me. Like, man, this is, even the others wanted to as well. I mean, obviously the other guys did, but this was very, very important to him. So that's all I can tell you from my own personal experience. Fair?
Yeah, I'd say it's fair.
All right. I wanted to finish up on a couple of the different things here. By the way, Dallas and New Orleans tonight. That is a Fox and a NFL Network game. You Cowboy haters, y'all watching that one tonight?
I may turn it on. Yeah. Taysom Hills should be getting the start for the Saints. That quarterback should be interesting to see.
Where do they go in the future?
I think you hope that Jameis recovers from the ACL.
In other words, Jameis Winston is the 5-year plan?
I don't think as of right now, but I also don't think that they're done entertaining options for that position. I think it someone who's as offensive-minded as Sean Payton, and I mean, just a couple games of Jameis Winston doesn't necessarily seal his fate there, but I think they like what they saw. But I wouldn't put it past him to evaluate it, this offseason. I think right now you're just trying to get through.
I just don't know if I can build around Jameis Winston. Maybe
that's fair.
In the NFL. I don't know.
No, that's fair. I mean, all the interceptions he threw in Tampa and obviously all the things he did off the field in his collegiate days, makes you wonder.
All right. I wanted to touch on this. I know it's still championship games. We're going to talk a lot of championship games with Josh Williams tomorrow. And our Jinx Realty Hunting Fish Report tomorrow as well. But and I know it's coaching carousel and really not a whole lot of news there with outside of Marcus Freeman. We'll touch on that in a minute. But I just wanted to give a few minutes and go the extra mile with the baseball lockout. I know it's not the most important thing, but you Braves fans coming off of it, you might want to know some of this. And I just got a couple of answers here. This is my Brad Hughes exit. I mean, Brad Hughes mile-wise, going the extra mile. If you aren't driving more now, if you're actually driving less now, they can save you money. Mile-wise means paying by the mile and maybe saving up to 50% on your premium. But going extra mile, I wanted to give you the details of the ninth work stoppage in Major League Baseball history. And boy, what a disaster it is because they had some momentum, right? Is it fair to say baseball had some momentum?
I would say especially around here it did. Right. Obviously with what the Braves pulled off, I don't know. I'm not the best gauge of baseball momentum being a Pirates fan.
All right, that's a good point. Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association was negotiated in 2016, and the collective bargaining agreement covers everything, how long the season is going to be and all the per diems and all that kind of stuff. It ended last night at midnight. Now, this is from Jesse Rogers, ESPN staff writer, and he answers some questions on here. How long is lockout expected to last? Could games be affected next year? He says, yes, games could be lost. That's always a possibility of work stoppage. But with 3 months to go till the regular season begins, he says it will be shocking if we didn't see 162 games. I think that's good news.
Yeah, for sure. You want to see them all get played.
What are the main sticking points? Well, the main sticking points is very simple, economics. The players feel the emergence of analytics within the front offices that fewer and fewer second and third tier players are getting paid when they finally become free agents. After 6 years of Major League Baseball service time, which is often when a player turns 30 or very close to it. In general, the players would like to be paid more at younger ages. That's because they're in their prime in those ages. The system also favors keeping players in the minor leagues for several weeks to slow down their Major League services. Players hate that. Additionally, they feel the cycle of teams rebuilding is limiting payrolls. So they've got one of some guardrails up in place. Simple as that. It all comes down to money like everything else does. What does it mean to free agency and the winter meetings? Because everything halts right now. They cannot, will not, you cannot offer any free agency money. You can't sign any deals, can't make any trades. And at this point in time, there'll be no official business in Major League Baseball. Who are the leading figures on both sides? Former big leaguer Tony Clark is the face of the players union, and Rob Manfred is the same for the league there. How much animosity is there? What the writer says here is perhaps animosity is too strong of a word, but there is a definite disconnect between owners and players at this point in time. He goes on to say other things here. Key dates, they're not looking at it, but February 1st is a soft deadline for camps to open. The one of the hard things here about this is they don't meet enough. Like they'll wait till the very end and try to get it done. What are some of the more radical changes to the game we could see? You could see expanded playoffs. The league wants 14 teams to make the playoffs. You could see the designated hitter on both sides. You can see service time manipulation. They want that go away. There's some things in there. And then the thing is, which side most likely gets what they want? It's not a win-win for either side right now. You can't have work stoppages to get either side, but who has the leverage in this thing? We'll see. I think baseball always a little bit stronger in union than the other unions. Quickly, buddy, 2 minutes, Joe, what do you have?
Women's basketball tonight in Little John against Northwestern, 7:45 pregame with an 8 o'clock tip. Tune in.
My 2 minutes, Joe, Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out at ericnewton.com. Anything you need in real estate here, he can certainly help you out there. Final one is the playoff expansion committee, kick the can farther down the road. They're going to meet now in January. They can't decide. They can't agree on things, so just keep kicking it down the road there. Let me thank John Height, terrific job. Paul Strelo, great job. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Friends, have a wonderful Thursday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you.